There are many well-done achievement assessments in our education landscape now. And by this, I mean they're well-written, they're well-aligned, they have robust norm sets that allow us to compare students to same age and same grade peers, and they allow us to measure growth over time. How well we as educators administer them, though, and how well we prepare our students to engage with them is a different story. Oftentimes, I see data sets that do not tell the complete story of achievement or student growth, oftentimes because of poor test conditions, the way assessment is talked about in school systems, both at the national level, at the state level, and locally, has created fear and a toxicity around this process in general. When we talk about measuring cognitive capabilities, that's sort of a different construct, and it's not necessarily based on academic content acquisition like academic achievement assessments are, but based more on general learning ability. And these tests allow students to demonstrate their problem solving and reasoning by finding sequences and relationships in domains like verbal, nonverbal, and quantitative. These tests can provide information about how students learn and how they engage with academic content. They're much less ubiquitous in schools, though, than are their academic achievement counterparts. They are a really valuable companion to academic assessments, though, in school settings, because they can help teachers maximize learning in school by being mindful of how students like to learn, how they best engage with academic content,